trapped the monkey before? No. Seriously. Done running about Ballybay, Ballinrad, no. We have one or two in our house, I know that. Certainly one here sitting in the front row. A monkey trap sounds a very strange thing. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. It developed a very strange way of catching monkeys. They're a very happy looking chap there, isn't it? Monkeys in the jungle, how do we catch them? Well, we probably wouldn't want to catch them, but for those people that do, they've developed a very interesting way of doing this. And there's a couple of things, well actually more than two, but two main things that you need, and they're on the screen there. You need something a bit like a coconut, and you need some nice sweet rice. Okay? Do you like sweet rice? It's okay to either go, if you can't speak, you can go. Okay, so try to. Do you like sweet rice? Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got a third option here. Right. Sweet rice. Well, look, you know, monkeys apparently love sweet rice. They really, really, really love it. And what the whole idea behind this trap is, you take the coconut, you bore a hole in it, and the hole has to be just big enough for the monkey to get his little paw in. Okay? And what you do is, get rid of the coconut milk. I'm not sure if any of you have ever tasted coconut milk. It's lovely and sweet. You get rid of it, and you fill the coconut, or you put lots of the sweet rice into the coconut. Okay? And then you take a rope, and you suspend this, or you hang this from a tree, or from whatever you have nearby. So here's an example of a monkey trap. And what happens is the monkey comes along, and he can smell the rice. Okay? Now what sound does a monkey make?
I still want to say.
Something like, "Rah!" Is that wrong? Okay, a monkey gets excited, and of course he starts going, and he comes along and he can smell this rice, and he gets very excited, and he comes over to the coconut, and he takes his paw, and he puts it in to the coconut, and he can get the rice. And what happens is, puts his hand in, puts his paw in, grabs the rice, and then he takes it. Actually, he doesn't. Do you know what has happened? He's now got hold of the rice, but because his hand or his paw has now made a fist, he can't get his paw out of the coconut. It's stuck. Completely and utterly stuck. Now, if you were sitting watching this, you would be shouting at the monkey, "Leave go of the rice! Drop the rice, pull your paw out and run." Because what happens at this point, when he is sitting there with his hand on the coconut, somebody comes along with a big net, throws it over the monkey, and he's caught. He's trapped. But no matter how long you'd have sat there and watched that monkey, he would refuse to leave go of the rice. Why do you think you didn't want to leave go of the rice? Any ideas? Zoe? I thought you were going to put your hand up there. Tell me this, is there any food that you guys really, really like to eat?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Okay. What about you? Sweets. Good job, that's on the bag, isn't it? So sweets and ice cream. Let's say you had ice cream, or let's say you had sweets, or something that you really liked and you held on. If somebody came along to take that off you, would you say, "Oh, yes, there you go, you can have that"? Would you? No, I don't think so. Not based on most of the children that I've seen. We don't give things up that we like very easily. And this monkey was the same. He loved this rice and he did not want to give it up. And no matter how hard he pulled, he couldn't get his paw out, but he was stuck. Now, there's three things that I want us to learn tonight from this story about the monkey trap. Because it can actually teach us all, doesn't matter how little we are, how big we are, we can all be taught lessons from this. And here's the first thing. The monkey was easy to trap. He was really, really easy to trap. It just took a coconut and some rice, and that was it. But here's a question. This is the first question on your sheet, and I want you to see if any of you can really, if you're sharp enough to get this, what trapped the monkey? What trapped him? What do you think it was?
These girls are writing the answer, surprise. Can you tell me what the answer is?
Write it down.
Oh, you're waiting for the answer, Sheila. What do you think it was that trapped? We'll do it right in a minute, right, girls? We'll do it right in a minute. Sorry, have you got the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what it is.
The rice.
Oh, no, it wasn't the rice. He could have let go of the rice, couldn't he? Mm-hmm. Did the rice catch him? What trapped him? What wasn't the trap? Wasn't the rice? Wasn't the coconut? Was something else? I want you to think about this. What was it that trapped him? It was something inside of him. Do you know what it was? It was his selfishness. It was his selfishness. He was selfish. He would not let go. And because he was selfish and because he would not let go, that's what trapped him. It's on the screen. His greed and his selfishness. That's what trapped him. And the trappers knew this and they preyed on this weakness that he had for sweet rice, and they set a trap for him and they caught him. But of course, the real trap was inside him, wasn't it? It was his greed, it was his selfishness, and it was his stubbornness. Now here's the thing. We are all easy to trap as well, you know that. We are very, very easy to trap. It doesn't matter whether you're little or whether you're older, we're very, very easy to trap. If I ask this question, what traps us? I don't think many of you would be trapped by coconut and rice, would you? Don't think so. No. But you know what does trap all of us? We're trapped by our sin. And our sin comes from our selfishness. You see, we're all selfish. And selfishness leads to sin. Selfishness is sin. So, we're a bit like the monkey in that way. It's the selfishness in our hearts that traps us as well. And you know something? We have an enemy called the devil, and he knows where we're weak. And he knows how to trap us. And just like those trappers preyed on the monkey, he preys on our weakness. Now we're all different, and we all have different weaknesses. But the devil can prey on those weaknesses, and he does. Because we're all trapped. We're all caught by what's in our hearts. And we're actually pretty easy to trap, if we're honest. So the first thing was, the monkey was easy to trap. Here's the second thing. The monkey made the wrong choice. He made the wrong choice. There's a wee clue there for question two. I think we'd agree that he wasn't very wise or smart. Sure he wasn't. You think this monkey would have been top of his class? No. Not really terribly wise or smart. Maybe he was in some ways, but in this situation he made a really, really bad, bad choice. And it's very clear that it wasn't a very wise thing that he did, holding on to this until he was trapped. He could easily have made a different choice. He could have let go of the rice and he could have run away, couldn't he? Do you know another thing about it? He couldn't blame anybody else. Do you know something? See, today, we like to blame other people when we get things wrong or when we get caught or when we're in trouble. Have any of you ever blamed your brother or sister for things that you did? Some of you didn't go home deaf at this point. Have any of you ever blamed your brother or sister for things you did? You don't have to put your hand up, you can just give me a wee. Yeah. We've all done it, haven't we? Mummy, it wasn't my fault, it was him. He made me do it. Or he was annoying me. See, we're very good at blaming other people. And you know, even when we grow up, we're still very good at blaming other people or blaming the situation in which we find ourselves. We can pass the blame. And we see that in society. The older people know what I'm talking about. We live in a blame society or a no-blame society, depending on which you want to look at. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never my fault. We have to find someone or something to blame for the situation in which we find ourselves. But it was his choice. He chose to stay trapped. He chose to hold on to the rice. He could have let go, but he hoped that it would turn out all right, but it didn't turn out all right. He got caught. And like the monkey, boys and girls, and everyone, we all have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. I have a choice to make. Everybody in here, and even everybody out there, has a choice to make as well. We mustn't try to blame others when we make bad choices in our lives. And you know, we make choices every day. Did you know that? We've all made lots of choices today. Now, some of the choices that we make are big, and some are, sorry, I'm not tired, yes. Some of the choices that we make are big choices. Like, for example, who you're going to get married to. Do you even know who you're going to get married to yet? No? I didn't think so. That's a really big choice. Or what job you're going to do. Anybody know what job you're going to do yet? Who knows what? A hairdresser. Brilliant. Sorry, I love it. You lost trade. Some big, big choices in life, aren't there? Some big, big choices ahead of you. But then there's lots of little choices. Do you know, we made choices today. When you got up this morning, you had to choose what to eat for your breakfast, didn't you? You had to choose what clothes you were going to wear. Maybe Mommy had made that choice for you. You had to choose, will I brush my teeth before I eat my breakfast or after eating my breakfast? Will I wash myself? Will I have a shower? Or will I just say, no, I'm all right, I'll do okay today? We make choices all the time. Little ones and big ones. But you know something? The most important choice is what we do with Jesus. And whether we have Jesus in our hearts, whether we have Jesus in our lives, and will we follow him or not. And that's the biggest choice that any of us will ever make. It doesn't matter whether we're little or big, young or old, that's the biggest choice that we're all faced with. And it will decide whether or not we go to heaven, or whether or not we will spend eternity with God. Do we choose to follow him, or do we choose to go our own way? Sorry, I'm having a little bit of a problem with this. Do we choose to follow him, or do we choose to go our own way? And you know, we all make this choice. So I would say we choose very, very wisely. Here's the final thing that we can learn, and it's this. The monkey could have been free. The monkey could have been free. We all like to be free. I'm sure nobody, if I came along to you and said, I'll give you a choice, I'll lock you up in prison, or I'll let you stay free. Don't think anybody would choose prison, would they? We all like our freedom. It's in our nature, isn't it? And for the monkey, there was a really, really simple way to be free. Tell me what it was. What did he have to do to be free? What did the monkey have to do to be free?
He had to let go.
He had to let go of the rice, didn't he? That was pretty straightforward. Do that for me. Can you do that? Right. Now, here's a really hard thing. Can you do that? Was that hard?
No.
No. That's all the monkey had to do. He just had to let go of her eyes, and he would have been free. It was really, really easy. But did he do it? No, he didn't do it. He didn't do it at all. But it was there. It was easily available to him, but he didn't take that chance that was there for him. And he stayed trapped. That was a silly thing. He stayed trapped by something that wasn't really that important. The rice wasn't really that important, but it kept him trapped. Now, the thing about it is, boys and girls, young people, older people, we can be free too. You can be free, I can be free, there is a way to be free. And you know, we can look at the monkey and we can say, boy, that monkey's pretty stupid, isn't he, really? But we do really stupid things as well. You know, there's probably some people sitting in this building tonight, and they have been told time and time and time again that they need to follow Jesus. They still haven't done it. That's really silly. Because without Jesus, we can't have our sins forgiven. Without Jesus, we can't have peace in our hearts. Without Jesus, we can't live the way God wants us to live. And without Jesus, we can't go to heaven and enjoy eternity with him. We can't. So we do silly things just as the monkey does. He stayed trapped by something that wasn't important. And you know something? Sometimes we do the same. Do you know what stops people from becoming Christians? Sometimes it is, I want to be popular. I don't want people to laugh at me. So I'm not bothered. So some people are prepared to give up
eternity, to prepare to give up forgiveness from God, prepare to give up on all of the great things that God offers just because people might laugh at them. Isn't that silly? Really silly. You know, there is a way for us all to be free. John 8 verse 32, we read this verse earlier. Jesus says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What will set you free? The truth will set you free. Now, I wonder what the truth is. That's the question. What is the truth? Well, I'm going to show you. You see a verse on the screen there? Look what Jesus said. He said in another place in the Bible, in John 14, verse 6, listen to what Jesus said. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. And he says that without me, nobody. And that's nobody in the world. Nobody that's ever lived. Nobody that will ever live. No matter how little, no matter how tall, no matter how big, no matter how young, no matter how old they are, no matter how smart they are, nobody comes to God except they go through Jesus. In other words, they have to ask Jesus into their hearts. They have to ask for forgiveness. They have to change and they have to follow him. So we've all been told the truth. We've all been given this way back to God. And we know that Jesus is the only way to be free. But we've obstacles in our way. And there may be people here tonight, and your obstacle is pride. Maybe you've heard this time and time and time again, and you've come to the point where you're too proud to admit that you need Christ. Don't let that stand in your way. Don't let that be the thing that you won't let go of. There may be others who, they genuinely are afraid of people laughing at them or losing certain friends. If there's young people here tonight, I would want you to read a verse. It's from Romans 12, verse 2. And young people, you know that probably the biggest pressure that you face is acceptance. You know, we all want to be accepted by people around us, but I think one of the biggest obstacles that young people have is acceptance. And what I mean by that is we want others to like us and to accept us. And if we go against the flow, maybe they won't. So we don't want to do that. Listen to what Romans 12 verse 2, this is actually a J.B. Phillips translation, that says, "Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but let God remold your minds from within." Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold. If you do that, if you try to squeeze into the mold that the world has made for you, it's not what God wants. It's not the way to everlasting life. Fear God first, not man. Fear God, not man. That's what I would say to you. And be wise. Tonight, we're sitting here, and I'm nearly finished, but God loves us. And do you know one of the ways he shows that he loves us? He's allowed us to make our own choices in life. When you grow up, you will be able to free to choose who you marry. You'll be able to be free to choose what job you do. More importantly, God allows us to choose whether we follow him or not. He's given us free will. Now, everybody here tonight is going to make a choice. Some people here are already Christians. But to see if there's anybody here tonight who's not a Christian, who's not following Jesus, they're going to make a choice tonight. Everybody will make that choice if they're not a Christian. They'll either go to bed tonight still not a Christian, and that means they've chosen to say no to Jesus, or they will go to bed tonight saved because they have asked Jesus into their lives. We've learned something from the monkey trap. And can I say, don't be like a monkey. Don't be silly. Don't be silly. Let go of the things. I say this to all of us. Let go of anything that is holding you back, that is keeping you from Jesus, because it's simply not worth it. Let's pray together as we finish. Dear God, we thank you that you love us so much that you sent your Son to this earth to live a perfect life and to die for us on the cross so that we could be free. And we thank you that you've given us very simple way to be free, and that way is to simply ask Jesus into our hearts, into our lives, to say sorry, to ask for forgiveness, and then, Lord, you promise that if we follow you, that you will give us that free forgiveness, that you will welcome us into your family, and that we can look forward, not just to the rest of our lives, living in that freedom, but, Lord, we can look forward to eternity with you. I pray for anybody here tonight who is not yet a Christian, who doesn't yet know you, that they will make that choice, that they will be wise, that they will not hold on to these things that are those things that are keeping them away from you, those things that really aren't worth it, but you will give them the wisdom to make the right choice and to be free. Bless us, we pray, as we finish our service. In Jesus' name.